由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱朋友你好，好高兴你能够收听这个节目。
We are thrilled to be able to bring you this series of messages from the Epistle of James.
真的很开心能够将雅各书的系列信息带给你。
We are coming very close toward the end now.
我们这个的系列已经是接近尾声了。
So I hope you remember all of the 10 steps of the past.
所以很希望你能够记得我们之前所讲过的生命成长的前十个的步骤。
Because today I want to talk about waiting upon the Lord.
今天我们就要讲到是第十一步了，就是等候主。
What would your advice be to someone who's going through suffering?
通常对那些在患难之中的人，你会有什么的劝告呢？
James' advice is be patient.
雅各的劝告呢，就是要忍耐。
In his first step towards spiritual growth, James said, Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter trying times.
在讲到生命成长第一步的时候，雅各就说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Here, as he begins to close his book, he goes back to the theme of being patient.
来到他这一封信的结尾部分，雅各再次讲到忍耐这个主题。
Because he wants to tell us that God is not going to fix everything until Jesus comes back.
因为他想令到我们知道，在主耶稣回来之前，世界是不会变得完美的。
One day God is going to right all the wrongs.
一路要去到末日的时候，神才会更正所有的错误。
Therefore, look forward to that day.
所以让我们一起去期盼这一日的到临。
Let the expectation of that day be the source of your patience.
你能够忍耐就是因为有这一份的盼望。
Let the thought of that day be the source of your power.
对那一日的盼望将会成为你能力的泉源。
Because that's how you can persevere.
这样你就能够坚忍下去了。
Three times James reminds us of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in a very short passage of chapter 5.
雅各在第五章那里曾经三次提醒我们主回来的日子近了。
It is found in verse 7, verse 8, and verse 9.
这些经文呢，是分别记载在第七、第八和第九节的。请大家听我读出呢，是雅各书的五章七至到九节。弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看啊，审判的主站在门前了。
In this world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
耶稣说，在世界上边，你们会有苦难，但是你们可以放心。
Why?
为什么主耶稣这样讲呢？
Because I have overcome the world.
因为他说，因为我已经胜了世界。
The Greek word here translated patience literally means to stay put and to stand fast when you would like to cut and run.
在希腊的原文里面，这里忍耐的意思呢，就是你越是想放弃，越是想逃跑的时候呢，你就越发会坚持下去的。
Your job is difficult and your employer is being unreasonable and you want to quit and go away.
当你的工作遇到艰难，你的老板又是蛮不讲理的时候，你就好想是逃跑了。
But God put you there for a purpose.
但是神将你放在那个位置是有原因的。
Stay put until he tells you otherwise.
在神未俾你去离开的时候，你是不能够走开的。
Your marriage is falling apart and you feel that your spouse had not been fair to you and the devil is telling you that you deserve better.
当你的婚姻出现了危机，你的配偶没有好好地去善待你的时候，魔鬼就会来挑拨离间，说他根本配不上你。
But God put you there for a purpose. Don't cut and run.
但是神将你放在那里，你是不能够放弃或者是逃跑的。
In your business, you have tried everything, and the money is not coming in, and you have even despaired of life itself, and say, what's the use?
虽然你已经很努力地去工作，但是你的事业仍然是没有起色，你于是就对生活失去了信心，说唉，生存下去还有什么意思呢？
Stay there because God is trying to teach you some lessons.
你要坚守你的岗位，因为神正在这里栽培着、训练着你。
Instead of trying to jump ship, ask the question, what does the Lord want me to learn?
在你决定半途而废之前，你要思考一个问题，就是到底神要我学些什么功课呢？
The questions that are plaguing a person who is going through trying times are these.
在受试炼的时候，我们往往都会为了以下这些难题是觉得很泄气的。
How in the world can I be patient?
我到底怎样才能够忍下去呢？
How long shall I wait?
我还要忍几耐呢？
Why should I be patient?
为什么我要忍耐下去呢？
James gives us three encouraging examples of patience and endurance.
雅各和我们分享了三个恒久忍耐的榜样。
Then he teaches us the secret of patience and waiting upon the Lord.
接着呢，他就教导我们忍耐等候主的秘诀了。
First,
咁究竟第一个嘅秘诀系乜嘢呢？
Every Christian must learn to develop a farmer's temperament.
每一位嘅基督徒都要学习农夫嘅耐性。
I have yet to see a farmer who sows the seed and then the next morning goes out and looks for fruit.
我从来咧冇见过一个嘅农夫咧，系今日将啲种子种喺田地里边，听日咧就出去想话咧系有收成嘅。
Many farmers plow and sow during the autumn months.
有些农夫呢，是在秋天的时候耕地，并且呢，将种子种落田地里面的。
Because the early rain would soften the soil, and the latter rain in the spring would help mature the harvest.
因为秋天的雨水可以是滋润土壤，而春天的雨水呢，就会促使那些庄稼呢，是成熟的。
Why would the farmer wait patiently?Between September and April.
为什么农夫要由今年的九月一路等到第二年出年的四月呢？
Because he knows that the harvest is going to be worth waiting for.
因为他明白要有好的收成就一定要等待。
It is going to be a precious day when he gathers his crops.
而收割庄稼的日子就是最宝贵的时刻了。
Galatians 6:9 tells us that in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
加拉太书六章九节嗰度话俾我哋听，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
James is picturing the growing Christian as a spiritual farmer.
雅各将成长之中嘅基督徒比喻为灵性上边嘅农夫。
That is why in verse 8 he said,Be ye also patient and stand firm.
所以他在雅各书的五章八节那里说，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心。
Our hearts are the soil and the seed is the word of God.
我们的心就是土壤，而神的道就是种子了。
In fact, you'll discover that just as there are seasons for the soil, there are seasons to the spiritual life.
事实上，你会发现耕种是有季节性的，而我们灵命的成长亦都是有季节的区别的。
Sometimes our hearts become wintry and unresponsive, and the Lord has to plow our hearts before He can plant the seeds.
有时候我们的心好像严冬里面一样那么坚硬，那么冰冷，主呢，是一定要先为我们松土，然后呢，才能够种野的。
Then He sends the rain and the sunshine of His goodness to water and warm up our hearts and the seed that He planted.
跟住佢就用美善嘅阳光同埋雨水去滋润我哋嘅心田，让到种子能够成长。
But fruit will not show up immediately.
但系果实系唔会喺一夜之间就生长出嚟嘅。
The fruit will come because these are the principles that God has put in His creation.
种子迟早会出嚟，因为喺神创造天地嘅时候已经有咗生长嘅定律啦。
I'm sure some of you are asking, how can I endure when I'm going through a tough time?
我相信有些人会问，在我艰难的时候，怎样能够忍受到呢？
Listening friends, listen carefully of what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的听众朋友，请仔细听我跟着要讲的。
God is producing a harvest in your life.
神正在预备你生命的丰收。
God wants you to bear the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
神好盼望你能够咧系结出灵命嘅果子出嚟嘅。
God wants you to be productive in His kingdom.
神希望你喺佢嘅国度里边能够咧系结实累累。
And the only way He can do it is through trials.
而多结果子嘅唯一途径咧，就系让到你能够经历试炼。
If you are an impatient farmer and you keep on digging the seed out prematurely, you will cause yourself pain.
如果你是一个冇耐性的农夫，而不断咁样去压苗助长的话，你就会自讨苦吃噶啦。
Because God will keep on planting that same seed again and again.
因为神是要重复咁样去栽种同样的种子的。
God will keep on plowing your heart and seed it again.
神要继续不断地去为你的心田松土。
If through prayer and praise you wait patiently, God is going to bless you with a bountiful harvest in His own time, not yours.
假如你在祷告和赞美里面忍耐等候神，到了神所特定指定的时间，你就会得到很好的丰收了。
And only then will you truly enjoy God's harvest if you permit Him to establish your heart firmly.
只要你肯让神来去坚固你的心，到了那阵时，你就会享受到丰收的喜悦了。
How do you do that?
你怎样能够做得到这一点呢？
By trusting God.
就是要依靠神，信赖神。
What helps your heart to be firm or be established in the Word of God?
是啲乜嘢能够帮助你喺神嘅话语里边去建立呢
？What does the farmer do while he's waiting？
究竟农夫喺等待收成嘅时候，佢系做啲乜嘢嘅呢
？The farmer is never idle。
啲农夫系永远唔会得闲冇嘢做嘅。
He is working on the barn and getting it ready。
佢会好忙碌咧，咁去整理嗰啲嘅粮仓，系准备咧收成。
He is making plans for the use of the crops.
佢系忙于去计划点样去使用佢嘅收成。
He is always working and fully trusting that God will bless him with a harvest in due course.
佢好忙碌咁去工作，完全信靠神。到咗时候，神就一定会去赐福俾佢，使佢咧系有收成嘅。
James never suggested that you go up to the mountain and wait for Jesus' return and do nothing.
雅各从来没跟我们说，说不需要做任何事，躲在深山里面等候主再来，其他事什么都不用理。
In fact, listen to what Jesus said in Luke 12:43.
事实上，请听主耶稣在路加福音12:43路加福音12:43那里所讲的说话。
Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find him so doing.
那里说，主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Watching for the Lord should motivate you to work while you are waiting.
守望等候主再来，可以激励你好勤奋地去工作。
One characteristic about farmers is that they are always helpful to one another.
农夫其中一个嘅特点咧，就系佢哋咧系会守望相助，互相帮忙嘅。
They are always obliging to lend a hand.
佢哋咧好乐意对其他系有需要嘅人咧系伸出援手。
And that is why James said in verse 9.
呢个就系点解雅各喺第九节嗰度咧咁样讲。
Do not grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged.
他说，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。
Impatience with God often leads to impatience with God's people.
对神没有耐性，就会对弟兄姊妹不耐烦的了。
And this is a sin that we must avoid.
我们一定要去避免犯这种的罪。
Someone said, if we start using the sickles on each other, we will miss the real harvest.
有人曾经咁样讲过，佢话如果我哋彼此唔和睦嘅话，咁就冇心去收割庄稼噶啦。
The second example that helps our patience in waiting is the life of the prophets of God.
忍耐等候神的第二个榜样呢，可以是从神的先知的生命那里呢看得见的。
Look at verse 10.
请看雅各书的5:10.
Look at the prophets who faithfully preach the word of God. See how they patiently endured.
那里呢经文是这样讲的，他说，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
So when you are in the will of God and yet suffer, you must remember that other godly men and women also suffered for being at the very center of the will of God.
所以如果你为了遵行神的旨意而受苦，你要记得好多神的儿女呢都曾经因为遵行神的旨意而受过苦的。
Satan tells faithful Christians that their suffering is a result of sin and unfaithfulness.
撒旦呢经常欺骗基督徒，说他们所受的苦是因为犯罪和不忠心所造成的。
Be careful of this trap.
你要小心，千祈不要中了魔鬼撒旦的圈套。
If you have been a faithful worker but you are persecuted,
假如你因为忠心侍奉而受到逼迫的话，
Don't heap guilt upon yourself, but remember that other faithful people have been persecuted before you.
你千祈不要怪责你自己，要记得以前很多忠心侍奉主的人呢都是受过逼迫的。
In 2 Timothy 3:12, it tells us, Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
提摩太后书3:12，提摩太后书3:12呢，是曾经这样讲过，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Jesus' obedience to the Father led him to the cross.
主耶稣因为信服父神的旨意而走上十字架的路。
When you read the word of God, you will discover how faithful prophets were persecuted for their faithfulness.
当你读圣经的时候，你会发现很多的忠于神的先知呢，都是因为他们的忠诚而受到逼迫的。
And that will give you courage and stamina to go on and be strong.
这一点呢，足以是鼓舞你奋勇向前了。
Elijah was persecuted when he announced to the wicked King Ahab that there will be a drought in the land.
以利亚因为宣告将会有大旱灾，结果呢就受到邪恶的亚哈王逼迫了。
And Elijah himself suffered from the drought.
而以利亚本人呢，甚至亦都系遭受到干旱之苦的。
But God took care of him.
但是神却是养活了以利亚。
Daniel purposed in his heart to obey God more than men.
但以利下定决心要去效忠神，过于呢是效忠人。
He ended up in the den of lions, but God watched over him.
结果呢，他就被扔到去狮子坑那里，但是神呢，却是仍然保守住他。
Joseph chose to obey God's moral laws more than the easy way of moral compromise.
约瑟选择了信服神，没有在道德方面呢是向罪恶低头。
He ended up in the dungeon, but God took care of him and saved the whole nation.
他因为这样呢就被收监，但是神却救了他，并且藉着他呢去拯救了整个国家。
Why is it that those who are faithful to the Lord and speak God's word must endure difficulty and trials?
为什么这些人物他们忠心去传讲神的话语就要去受到痛苦受到试炼呢？
Because the impact of their obedience under suffering will carry much power for God.
因为在受苦的时候如果他们能够信服神那就更加能够彰显出神的大能了。
Because their patience in the time of trials are eloquent testimonies to the name of Christ.
在试炼之中的忍耐可以更加有力地为主的名去做见证。
Romans 15:4 says,
罗马书的15:4那里是这样说的。
The better you know and understand God's word, the more encouragement God gives you in the difficult times.
他那里说呢就是叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。其实呢全文呢是这样讲的，他说从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Finally, my friend, let me remind you again.
最后，亲爱的朋友，我再次呢要提醒你。
Like the farmer, keep on working.
就要去效法农夫，殷勤咁样去工作。
Like the prophet, keep on witnessing.
要效法先知，守住见证。
No matter how trying the circumstances might be.
无论环境系几咁恶劣，都要恒久忍耐。
In the next broadcast, I will share with you more examples for patience and perseverance from the Epistle of James.
在下次的节目里面，我会和你分享雅各书里面有关于恒久忍耐这方面更加多的榜样。
And until then, I pray for God's power to strengthen you to be patient.
我求神呢，是让到祂的能力能够坚固你们的心。在这个时候呢，因为还有少少时间，所以呢叶朗天就想同大家系做一啲嘅温习。咁今日我哋所讲嘅等候主呢一个嘅生命成长嘅步骤咧，就系出自雅各书嘅经文，就系5:7-10嘅。大家仲记唔记得经文嘅内容啊？或者我再一次读一读俾大家听啊？雅各书5:7-10，经文系咁讲嘅：弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊！农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。 看啊，审判的主站在门前了。弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的模样。咁呢一个咧就系雅各书五章七至到十节嘅经文啦。咁另外咧，我哋都可以重温一下咧，就系喺呢个系列信息里边，雅各书教导我哋生命成长嘅十二个步骤。咁咧，我哋到目前为止咧系已经讲咗十一步啦。咁大家仲记唔记得呢十一步系边十一步咧？嗱，而家咧我哋重温一下。第一步咧就系喺试炼之中要以为大喜乐。第二步要胜过试探，拒绝咧系屈服喺试探之下。第三步咧就系唔单单读神嘅话语，并且咧更加能够喺生活里边实行出嚟。第四步就系要学识去爱嗰啲唔可爱嘅人。第五步系你嘅行为要同你所讲嘅信心咧系相配嘅。第六步系要学识勒住自己嘅舌头，即系话咧唔好乱咁讲嘢。第七步是要在生命里面去除掉一些苦毒的嫉妒和纷争。第八步就是不要去批评论断，就可以是集中火力去对付我们的三大仇敌，也就是世界、肉体和魔鬼。第九步就是对神要绝对的信服，不要自己是作主。而第十步呢就是要胜过贪婪，因为呢神是监察你的内心的。至于今天我们所讲的第十一步呢就是要等候主。咁当中呢雅各就讲了两个的榜样，其实他会更多的榜样呢会在下一集去讲的。咁但是今天那两个榜样是哪两个呢？就是我们要学习要有农夫的耐性，同埋呢是要有先知那种生命的素质的。咁亦都好愿意大家能够铭记麦克牧师嘅教导，以至呢能够喺生活里面去实践出嚟。咁如果你喺读经之中係遇到任何嘅困难，或者係对我哋嘅节目有任何意见呢，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天分享。信封面只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址呢就可以啦。好啦，我哋今集嘅节目嚟到呢度，我哋下集再见啦。
你而家收听紧嘅系由良友电台为你制作嘅《天路导向粤语版》，希望你从呢啲信息里头真系得到上帝俾你启示同埋亮光，并且喺当中系有生命嘅更新同埋改变。如果你对于我哋所分享嘅信息有任何查询或者疑问嘅话，欢迎你同我哋良友电台去联络。你可以到我们的良友电台的网站，去到我们的手机应用程式，或者不同的网上平台，是去到跟我们接触的，让到我们是在当中了解你更多，知道你听完节目之后的感受、疑难或者是一些建议。希望我们很快能够在节目里头再次相会，因为天路导向是每日是能够伴你同行的。